Hey, puppy.
Okay.
Sorry, so, someone knocked at the door.
We have started the meeting. Katrina, do you want to call it?
Sure. Calling this executive committee meeting to order at 2:15. Oh, wow, it's late, sorry. I'm here, Katrina Holland. Who's on the phone?
Christian Bryant. Alter Ian Davey.
Excellent. Great. Thank you all and welcome. It is nice to have a complete executive committee.
Yay!
So we have a few things on the agenda for today. We're going to be talking about this month's meeting. We're going to be talking about the work plan, and we're going to be talking about vacancies. So maybe the easiest place to start is to just start with this month's meeting and go from there. So in December, the Bureau of Development Services asked to be put on the agenda for the January meeting. They wanted to do a presentation with a question and answer session for their administrative roles. So this is an extension on the Title 29 amendment, or well, I guess they were code amendments that were adopted by council in September. So they worked with the RSC before that to preview and review the code amendments. And now that they've been made, they're beginning their administrative rule process. So they have a draft of administrative rules that they are going to present to all of you. And then they want to get feedback before launching, as I understand it, they want to get feedback before formally launching their administrative rulemaking process.
Okay.
So their goal is to engage everyone by the end of January and then publish for public comment at the beginning of February. So they're...
Just tomorrow.
So they are coming to the RSC to get your input this month. So our thought was to spend most of the meeting letting them run the show and talk about the administrative rules and kind of guide the conversation for feedback based off of what they're looking for. I think the easiest way to structure the agenda will be to carve out anything else you also want to talk to or talk about during the meeting, and then have the remainder of the meeting be spent on this, but that's at your discretion.
And we just got the second draft available for administration.
For FAIR.
For FAIR, mm-hmm. And that will be open for 60 days?
No, that closes January 17th. Since it's a second draft, it's shorter. So we'll be providing an update on FAIR and relocation assistance, because both set of rules are open right now, as part of the staff update.
And a final draft will be published after the 17th.
Yeah, we expect to have final FAIR rules by the end of the month.
Okay. So we will have... I heard you right. We will have an update on FAIR at the next meeting.
That is correct. Okay. It will be a short update. It won't be a content update as much as a here's where we're at in timeline and here's where you can find documents. We're happy to meet to answer questions offline, but we weren't planning on doing a presentation for the RSC.
Okay. Because the track changes are available on the website.
The track changes are available on the website, and soon we'll have a crosswalk of comments received to changes made.
Sounds good to me. Ian, Christian, what do you guys think?
That sounds fine for me. I guess my only question was, given Mike's email, is there anything in there that we would need to be giving some thought to?
For the next meeting?
Yes.
He did mention FAIR, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I read it.
So some things in Mike's email were a code change to change the income requirements.
That can't happen.
The implementation dates. of where the two topics on FAIR, so both of those would be code changes, so those would be, the RSC could make a recommendation to council, but it isn't something the Housing Bureau could do through administrative rule.
Which I think was Mike's intent was that they would be, you know, as we requested from council members, that they would be topics for future discussion, you know, knowing full well, I mean, we don't have the power of actually making those changes, but for us to discuss and submit our opinions on whether, you know, council decides to do something with that or not is up to them, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't think there would be enough time to have a real conversation about that at this next meeting, especially with BDS.
Yeah. I think, I mean, if there is time, sure, but I think it's more a response. The way that I understood it was a response to our request for future topic ideas.
Right.
I mean, if something on there, of course, you know, overlaps with something that is already on the, like, it's already coming up in this meeting, then, you know, really take much to kill two birds with one stone, but if it's a whole new topic, then I mean we gotta, you know, basically just kind of find a spot in the schedule for it, you know, when there is time beyond the stuff that we, you know, have to take care of that's time sensitive.
Right. Yeah. I feel like this is such a huge discussion given council dynamics, because I know that there have been multiple attempts from several folks to try to delay implementation, and the mayor's office has always said, that's not my decision, that's Commissioner Udaly's decision. So that introduces dynamics that I don't think we'd be ready to deal with in January, maybe February, to honor the fact that he wants to talk about it, but definitely not January.
So I think just to follow the process on the operating procedures, which the commission just adopted, in making a decision, the executive committee considers if it's within the RSC scope, if it's actionable, and if it's feasible, considering other items in the work plan. So it sounds like you all are focusing on the third part, which makes sense since it seems to be within the scope and actionable.
Sorry. I was going to say implementation date is it 4-1?
March 1.
March 1? Okay. So even if we were, I'm just trying to think from Mike's perspective here, especially on the second major bullet, if we were to discuss it in February, there's no way we could really make a meaningful recommendation to council because they're not going to take it up in a week period.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, you know, again, in the kind of collaborative spirit and perspective that we did ask for feedback on topics, if we could at least discuss that second bullet, it not being a substantive change, but it being, and I'm not presuming which way the commission would go, but, you know, it being something that I think a longstanding member has suggested.
So my recommendation would be that if the executive committee decides to put it on the agenda, to have a fixed period of time for that discussion, to have clarity from the get-go how much time is going to be spent talking about it.
Okay, so go ahead, Christian. I was just saying, is there, I mean, there's not a whole lot, I mean, as far as I know, there's not a whole lot that we or anyone can really do, since it's not in this, currently in this, you know, foresight of the council. Mm-hmm. There's not much we can do about pushing the deadline back, but I also don't want to completely ignore that request, because, I mean, we've been asking council members to send us possible topic ideas for what, you know, a year, over a year now, and this is the first one to officially do it.
So I do also want to make sure that we at least acknowledge the fact that it happened, if nothing else, even if it is that, unfortunately, there's not much we can do about this particular idea. The other stuff we are going to, you know, seriously consider trying to plug into agendas when there is time. But I would like to at the very least acknowledge that stuff, if nothing else, to hopefully drive home the point to the other council members that, yeah, you can send us topic ideas instead of just, you know, complaining about stuff. And we'll actually address it, and we'll actually put it on the agenda to be discussed.
Yeah, that's where I am. Let's table it to just finish kind of fleshing out the agenda, because I just want to have a sense of, like, how on BDS take and kind of see where we are with that time. Because on the racist point, if we, you know, if we say, okay, we have 10 minutes for discussion, maybe given the composition of the body right now, there aren't even enough people in the room that the discussion will be pretty quick. And look, it's fine if we can't reach consensus and we can't make a recommendation to council, but I think there's still value in saying to Mike, we're going to consider this, to Christian's point.
So BDS asked for a minimum of an hour for a presentation and then questions.
So that includes presentation and questions, or
yes,
an hour for a presentation?
An hour including presentation and questions,
okay,
is what they asked for, at a minimum.
Okay. And then we have staff updates. Public testimony,
mm-hmm,
roll call, minutes. So we really only have room for one other topic.
Yep.
And we are going to get an update. Is FAIR part of the staff updates, or is,
yep,
it going to be a separate agenda item?
Yeah, so I'd say starting the meeting, 5 minutes for roll call and minutes, 15 minutes for a staff update, an hour for BDS, so that puts us at an hour and 20 minutes out of 2.5 hours. 30 minutes for public testimony, that puts us at an hour and 50 minutes with 40 minutes left.
Andres, you think you can do the staff update, which includes the admin rules, crosswalk, and everything in 15 minutes?
No, we will not be doing the crosswalk. So it's not it is not at this time a substantive update. It's a timeline update with where you can find additional information. We can change that into an update if that's something that you all want on the agenda.
I think given that the reality of RSC being able to move council on pushing the date back being so low, I think we should have a substantive update on the FAIR administrative rules. Because if the date remains in place, and you know, assuming that Mike's concerns are valid, we would want a final draft to reflect substantive input from the RSC, if possible, and that will give folks an opportunity, I think, a little bit more time to get things ready by March 1st. Because I hear what Mike is saying. It's just, knowing council, it'll probably be completely infeasible to get council to push that date back. And I don't want to create false hope. You know what I mean?
So I think if you wanted to have, to what Ian was saying, a 10-minute conversation on the date, I think it would be possible to do a substantive FAIR update in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could fit both of those in the 40-minute slot. And so change it from just a timeline update on FAIR to a 30-minute overview of the rule changes, and you could still have a limited 10-minute conversation on the date.
And that way we're honoring what Mike is requesting, but also realizing that RSC is not going to have influence on council for that.
Yeah, and I think that's the main thing I was trying to get across. I mean, I I, you know, whether I like it or not, agree with you that it's highly unlikely that, you know, even, I mean, short of us all unanimously strongly saying, no, there's no way you can launch it from this date, it's highly unlikely that there would be any change to the date via council.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to make sure that even if it's part of the already scheduled fair conversation, somehow acknowledging that as a concern of Mike and being able to at least give him a few minutes to speak his piece, let people, you know, respond if they want. You know, I think 5 to 10 minutes is probably plenty, given the reality is we're probably not going to be able to change anything about it.
Yeah, and I think we'd actually have a little bit more time, because if you expand the staff update from 15 to 30, base, which is what I understood you saying, then it's only 15 more minutes, so it leaves 25 minutes, I think, if I'm getting the math right. But if you were saying that you would need an additional 30 minutes for the staff update, then, yeah, it would cut it too close.
I think it would be a trade-off, so I think what I'll probably do is a 5-minute staff update and a 30-minute presentation on FAIR.
Gotcha, okay. Well, then I think we could do 20 minutes. I mean, we know that at 10 minutes might be a little too short. I just do, I want to get, you know, given where we are with this commission right now, and all the turmoil, I want to make sure that we're listening to members.
Yeah, so in that vein, I think we also need to add at least one agenda item that Margot has requested multiple times as well. Because otherwise, I think I think we should be fair about that. So maybe 15 minutes for one, another 15 minutes for another.
What is that one, Katrina?
I can't remember. At the last meeting, she made a formal request to talk about... do you remember, Andres? Are you looking up the notes?
I was not. She made... there's been an ongoing conversation about a public testimony response process. And I think recently she proposed a number of items to the work plan around constructive evictions.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. a few other things.
Right. So I think we should add at least one topic from that list, so we're responsive to multiple members.
Right. Well, we need to know the specific topic, and obviously since it's only 15 minutes, it can't be something that's going to devolve into an hour-long conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to put together a draft agenda right now just to see what we're working with.
We don't have the minutes from the last meeting, huh?
They're not available.
They're not
yet.
Available yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not on the website yet either.
No.
Okay.
They'll get approved at the next meeting.
Well.
And I would say, I mean, and I would like to, you know, I have the same opinion about Margot's stuff too. I'd like to make sure that, you know, things at the very least get addressed in one form or another. I mean, if we can't fit it in on this one, then. I mean, I'm not opposed to finding spots on the future agendas. I think Mike's should be addressed just because of the timing of his and that it is on topic for what we're already talking about. But, I mean, if we have that extra time, and there is another topic that we can squeeze into that amount of time, then I'm not opposed to it.
We get the minutes ahead of time, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm just wondering if... Because to be honest, I don't remember all of the things that she said she wanted to add to the agenda. But if there is one that is relevant, I think to set ourselves up for success, given the dynamics that Ian just described, we should include at least one of those topics, so we don't perpetuate complaints.
So,
there's some really valuable conversations that we need to have. So if we can get those minutes ahead of time to mm-hmm. get that list and then choose from one of those, I think that'd be great.
Sounds good. I worked out a mock agenda, so with the timing that we've described so far, there are 20 minutes remaining, so that could be 20 minutes for Mike's proposal, 10 minutes for the date proposal from Mike, and a proposal from Margot. So there's a little bit of leeway there.
Yeah.
And to Katrina's point, we can work to get the minute draft to the executive committee as soon as possible, and then just collect responses by email. As long as we hear back from all of you before Tuesday,
yep.
Then we can make that adjustment to the agenda and decide if that topic should be added to the January meeting or if it should be a future topic for discussion.
How do you all feel with that plan?
I feel good. When we first talked about asking four topics, I mean, that was the original idea, was to essentially have a nice list of topics that aren't necessarily super time sensitive and urgent, but things that we could pick from so that, you know, there aren't any more meetings like some of those we had where, you know, we actually ended, you know, half an hour early and could just be something in. So I'm definitely all for getting that kind of just compiled and doing whatever we can to reinforce to our committee members that we actually want those and do address them.
Yeah, that works for me too. I mean, the thing is, we do need to just think about if we split it into 2 10-minute pieces. You know, Mike says we want to start and finish knowing the political realities of pushing back something that's supposed to start March 1. Margo's is going to be more of an intro. So I would also feel comfortable saying to Margo, hey, your item is on February, or some of your items are on February, and we are getting to those, and we heard you. And so I feel a little less pressure, Katrina, pushing them both into January. I mean, we ultimately need to kind of filter requests that come in terms of timing, and Mike's is very timely. So I would be fine doing 20 minutes on Mike's. I would also be fine splitting them up. But I don't want to, like, give just the barest appearance of considering Mike's issue by only giving it 10 minutes when, you know, maybe he will have a 3-minute intro or something, and then, or a 5-minute intro, and then that doesn't give us much time for discussion. So those are just my 2 cents. We can go either way.
I would say let's look at the list first.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a decision.
Sounds good.
Look at the list from the minutes, yeah.
So I think that's probably a good point then to transition to the work plan conversation. So besides the implementation date for FAIR, Mike also wanted to discuss changing the income requirements for FAIR, for relocation assistance, defining associated housing costs, and a housing crisis, which I think the housing crisis might be a separate topic.
Oh yeah.
And then to talk about public education, including city resources, and transitioning or enforcing a complaint-driven system. So I think the rest of those are all standalone topics.
I have a question about the work plan.
Mm-hmm.
Did we already ask everyone for work plan ideas or?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been on the agenda at 2 different RSC meetings recently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll go with what we've got.
So in the minutes, there are summaries of the discussion for that. And then I think we also presented, I want to say at the last RSC meeting, a list of some of the topics that we anticipate happening over the coming months. So wrapping up FAIR and relocation rules this month, continuing to develop the mediation pilot, beginning procurement for an expanded rental registration system are the topics that I remember.
And we have some that we want to submit.
Right, that are separate from that list, correct.
So, is your intention for this discussion right now for us to develop the work plan, or?
I don't think that is necessary. I think that the executive committee has leeway. I think historically the way we've been running these meetings is the work plan is developed by setting the agenda and deciding what will be not on the agenda.
I think there would be great benefit for us to say at this next rental services committee meeting that you have between this date and this date to submit any issues that you would like to be considered for a 2020, 2021, or whatever work plan. And then at the next RSC meeting, we will have a list of those topics and prioritize them, which will then go to the executive committee for development of an actual work plan. And that way we'll have everything from the Bureau, we'll have everything from the members. There will be a specific formal request for everybody to get them in between this time and this time, and then we can make some decisions.
I mean, with all due respect, we've formally requested this multiple times already, and I wouldn't want to put any kind of expiration on it. I mean, at any point, if our committee members want to submit something, they should, and they already know this because we've done it twice now. As if it's actually part of the meeting. So, I mean, I think that's kind of wasted time other than just reminding people when we bring up these topics, hey, this was submitted by so-and-so. Just a reminder, anyone can submit these and we'll consider them for the agenda as there's time to squeeze them in.
But,
I mean, we're already talking about not having enough time. Why would we add stuff to the agenda that we've already officially done?
No, I hear you. What I'm trying to say is that we have not said in an RSC meeting, the executive committee will be formulating a work plan for this time through this time. Does that make sense?
We've done that minus setting dates on it. We absolutely have done that, just minus setting deadlines. And why would you want to put a deadline on when they can submit ideas?
So we can develop an actual work plan. Otherwise, it can change at the whim. I'm not sure how to proceed.
Do you want the RSC to offer any prioritization of the work plan that you've created to date?
We've not gone through that exercise. And in the spirit of being collaborative, I think we should do that. What I'm saying. What I'm suggesting is at this point there has been a formal request from the mayor's office and the Bureau for us to develop a work plan. We have a few topics that have been submitted by Margot, by Mike, and I know that there are some other members on council who have issues that they would like to submit as well. I think for the development of a work plan, though, that should be a collaborative process. And so if we have a complete list from people to start putting together that work plan and give folks an opportunity to discuss prioritization of those issues, it would aid us in making sure that we develop a work plan that has input from everyone. Not to say that anybody can't submit something in the future, but for the purposes of developing a work plan within the next month or two, I think it would be a healthy exercise to go through. I was not saying that we should then close off any further submission from topics from the RSC to the executive committee. That is not my intention.
Maybe I misunderstood that, but yeah. I mean, I don't have any problem getting people's input on priority and putting a work plan together. I mean, we did that at the very beginning of this, so it's probably, I mean, I'm not against doing it again and refreshing one and for a new, for moving forward from here on out.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just frame it in the context of our February meeting and say, at our January meeting, at the end, we can say, yeah, this is stuff. We're going to be sitting down, and we're going to spend a half hour at the February meeting going over a work plan, and we're going to want your input. We need to at least put together a shell that we can then manipulate as a group or, adjust as a group. Does that sound right? Is that encapsulating what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a complete.
And it's not a hard deadline because, yes, we can always throw something out in February, March, April, whenever, pursuant to our operating procedures.
Right.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. So the at the January meeting, we will announce that part of the February meeting will be spent creating a work plan of the different topics that are sourced by the Housing Bureau and by commission members. So for commission members to have topic ideas included in that conversation, they should provide them before the meeting, so that it can all be reviewed and discussed at the February RSC meeting.
Yeah. And then make sure to add that qualifier that Christian has flagged, which
right.
is to make sure you can submit something after this. Just
right.
for the purpose of setting a work plan, let's do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay.
Great.
Is there anything else people want to talk about with the work plan? Recognizing the response right now to Mike will be... I think someone's on a feedback loop. So as I understand it right now, the response to Mike will be that there will be time on the January agenda to discuss the implementation date, and that the remaining topics will be returned to in a conversation in February about the work plan more broadly.
I think we should specifically say, like, to prioritize topics for us to discuss, if possible. I mean...
Got it.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Because otherwise, if it's just an open discussion, it can look like anything.
I think that is a fair parameter for all commission members as they're contributing topics, to mm-hmm. ask them to attempt to prioritize their topics.
In the February meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So that sounds good for the work plan. Just to reiterate again, as I understood where we left the agenda conversation, we are playing with 20 minutes on the January agenda. We will definitely be having a conversation about the implementation date of FAIR. And the question is, once we have a list of meeting topics that have been sourced so far, we will review them and see if any of them, including the items that Margot has mentioned, would fit well as a 10-minute conversation in January, and the executive committee will respond by email to make a decision on whether there will be two topics in that 20-minute slot or just one.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Excellent. Okay. We're on to our next topic, which are vacancies. Mm-hmm. So, at this point, the RSC has a number of vacancies.
Quite a few.
At the last meeting, we announced that Deborah Imsley, Leah Sykes, Jessica Greenlee, and Hannah Holloway had all stepped down from their seats on the RSC. Since then, Yoni Khan has accepted a new role and will also be stepping down from the RSC.
Where'd it go?
Health Share of Oregon.
Wow, okay, good for him.
So we will have 5 seats to fill on the RSC.
Wow.
Kim and I will be meeting with Civic Life to put together a full recruitment process. We will provide an update as soon as we have one, probably at the next RSC meeting. But before then, we expect to hopefully have posted and begun recruiting for the seats on the RSC. We have been receiving suggestions from people who are interested in serving, as well as people who have other people they recommend we talk to. We'll be reaching out to all of those people once the recruitment opens to let them know that they can apply. And then once the recruitment closes, we'll go through a selection process like we have in the past.
Is the intention to replace these seats with the same experience or background of the folks that have left? Because I remember there was a request to potentially have like a tenant with lived experience who isn't necessarily tied to a particular organization, but just to bring that perspective to the table.
So the RSC...
I would say that for a landlord as well.
Mm-hmm. The RSC does not have fixed seats per se, so it's not broken out in a way of saying someone representing a social service organization, someone representing a landlord industry group. Each time we've done a recruitment, we have evaluated the range of applicants who have come in, considered the expertise that's on the RSC, and then chosen the most qualified people while also considering what areas of expertise would be helpful to the commission. And so that's something that is open-ended, and
okay.
Depending on what applicants we get, that will determine who we nominate for the mayor's office, and then the mayor's office is ultimately the one, as the housing commissioner, making the decision on who is nominated to city council.
So, Andres, even the balance that has been struck around landlord and tenant side, that's not written in stone, that's just a balance the commissioner has tried to maintain?
That is correct.
Okay, thanks.
Well, for what it's worth, just to make sure it's on record, I think we should have some folks that have lived experience that aren't necessarily tied to organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who, or some people who are tenants, subsidized, private market, and then same for landlords. Maybe somebody who manages a LIHTC property or something, private market LIHTC, and then somebody who is a small landlord that doesn't have an association to any organization, I think would be really good to have. Really good perspective to have.
Okay, so we'll provide an update at the next executive committee meeting on that. And then the last update is that I will also be transitioning. I have accepted a role with Commissioner Daly's office doing housing policy.
She's swooping up everybody.
Huh? My last day with the Bureau will be February 5th, which is also the next RSC Executive Committee meeting. I've learned a lot from my time working with all of you and from staffing the Rental Services Commission, and I will absolutely be taking that with me into this new role. It's been an honor working with all of you. Thank
Congrats.
You. So Kim, I don't know if Ian knows this, Kim McCarty is the new rental services manager for our team. So I'll be working with her in identifying a transition plan for the Rental Services Commission liaison. That might be an interim person, that might be a permanent person. So Kim will be managing all of that, and we'll be sure to keep you and the full commission informed.
Yes. So we really want to thank Andres for his work here. It's
mm-hmm.
really set the tone for this commission, and I think the Bureau as a whole. And I will definitely be available to you, in this transition. I welcome your ideas in terms of, you know, what kind of support you need, both for this executive committee and for the full commission. Tanya is still our support person, so you'll probably be still seeing emails from her. I want to let you know that. And I have another topic when we're ready.
Okay.
So related to the vacancies, there's another committee here at the Housing Bureau. Katrina has served on this committee. It's the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee. It's a regional committee. So it doesn't serve only the city of Portland or the Housing Bureau. It's also Multnomah County, Home Forward, Gresham, Multnomah County. We've also reached out to Metro. And that committee is also seeking to fill vacancies. It'll be quite a few people, so I'm putting the word out now so that you can start thinking of people as we are recruiting both for the Rental Services Commission and for the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee, because the type of people that we will be looking for are very similar. We want a balance of landlord experts, renter experts, and then, of course, with fair housing, it's a broader brush than that. It's social services, home ownership, insurance, really runs the gamut in terms of the type of experience that we're seeking. And so there'll be more information about that. If you have any, do you have any questions right now?
I do. I remember there was a discussion about Fair Housing Advocacy Committee and RSC joining together. Was that just for one meeting, or was it for a long term?
It was. We explored the idea of them joining.
Okay.
And so I had various conversations with individuals, and where it landed was because it's a regional committee.
Uh-huh.
If it were, if it merged with the Rental Services Commission, which only has a Portland focus, then the focus on the needs of the other commissioners would be diluted. So
okay.
So the consensus was to keep them separate, but the rentals, that the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee would probably meet less frequently.
Okay.
And although right now they will be, right now they'll be meeting more frequently because one of their first tasks is to complete the analysis of impediments to fair housing, which is a report that's required for the whole region to apply for federal funding.
Okay. Oh, it is.
How does this work as far as the current rule in place where we're not allowed to serve on, I think it's like more than one housing-related committee in the city? Do you remember? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Christian. So that was a rule that was written into the code that created the RSC, and it's specific only to the RSC and PHAC as two of the primary advisory bodies that talk about citywide topics. So it doesn't prevent RSC members from serving on other advisory bodies like the North Northeast or the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee.
Okay, yeah.
So an individual cannot serve on both PHAC and the RSC, is that right?
That's correct. There was a sentiment that the Housing Bureau was double-dipping too much with having the same people on its citywide advisory bodies, and so as the two primary bodies that operate citywide, a decision was made to have them be... have them have completely separate memberships.
And we don't want to burn people out. I mean, you know, frankly, the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee had members that were sitting on both PHAC, RSC, and the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee, and
it was a lot.
It was a lot for a number of people. So I think it's better to share the tasks as the work.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that if we decided to look into going for joining this committee, we aren't also unintentionally looking at resigning from RSC. So if you answer my question, thank you.
Of course. Okay. I think that's everything for this meeting.
Great. Thanks,
okay,
everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.